You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. Here on the day after Christmas, Friday, December 26th, we'll be taking a look at a new flu strain. It's really messing up some folks. Right now, currently in Wichita, we do await the sunrise here on this morning. We have a clear sky. It is 43 degrees here on this Friday. We're on our way to a high of 72 today. Christmas Day, yesterday, the warmest Christmas ever on city record after temperatures reached 75 degrees yesterday afternoon. That recorded temperature surpassing the previous record for Wichita on a Christmas Day of 68 degrees. That was set pretty recently, just 6 years ago. A new and highly aggressive strain of influenza is causing increased concern. It's spreading across the country.
The H3N2 flu mutation brings more intense symptoms such as cough, chills, headaches, and fever to whomever it infects. The Centers for Disease Control has updated its weekly assessment of where the respiratory illness the strain causes is most prevalent. New York City and state, as well as New Jersey and Rhode Island in the Northeast, have a very high risk, as does Louisiana and Colorado. High-risk states include Maryland, Georgia, and both Carolinas, as well as Michigan, Idaho, and New Mexico. There is concern this season's flu vaccine is not as effective against this variant, which the CDC estimates has caused at least 1,900 deaths so far. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The United States launching military strikes on ISIS sites in Nigeria yesterday on Christmas.
President Trump taking the action due to the persecution and killing of Christians in that country. The president writing on Truth Social that, quote, I have previously warned these terrorists that if they did not stop the slaughtering of Christians, there would be hell to pay. And tonight, there was. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth posting on X that, quote, the president was clear last month. The killing of innocent Christians in Nigeria must end. The Department of War is always ready. So ISIS found out tonight, on Christmas. More to come. The U.S. government has been discussing the issue with the Nigerian government, threatening to cut off aid to the country if the situation is not fixed. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Terminal renovations are coming for Wichita's Eisenhower Airport. That work will start in the new year. It'll include reconfiguring the ticket counters. The airport authority says most of that work should take place in the evenings, mostly behind the scenes, focusing on technology upgrades and infrastructure. The project is being paid for by the state, along with some federal and local matching dollars. Work expected to be finished by the end of the year next year. The Wichita terminal opened just more than a decade ago. Inside the McPherson Center for Health, there are patients, doctors, nurses, and high school interns. The interns spend one semester, their senior year, at the hospital, a maximum of 8 interns per semester. They spend a couple of class periods there every school day, fine-tuning their career paths. McPherson High School has students doing internships in other fields, too, welding, farming, construction, accounting, just to name a few. One person died after a house fire that went unnoticed for 2.5 hours. This was in Hutchinson. Fire department responding, a structure fire on 56th Street and Old Highway K-61. Crews got there, found heavy fire showing from a structure that appeared to have been burning for a while. The 700-square-foot home was fully involved in flames. The roof collapsed. Crews on the scene went into a defensive attack, and during those operations, it was determined there was potentially a person still inside the home. After the home was extinguished, the roof material and debris were removed. The occupant was found deceased. An investigation of the fire shows it may have started around 1 in the morning. A neighbor's home camera system showed a glow in the area at the time, and the fire went unnoticed for about 2.5 hours before the fire department was notified. We'll be taking a look at a very famous American institution that's going to shut down for a while. And what is December 26th besides the day after Christmas? Well, in some countries, it's a big deal today. We'll talk about that, too. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way here on this day after Christmas as we head into the final weekend of the year. Glad you're with us here on this Friday morning. It's 6:05 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:09 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Big time maker of bourbon, Jim Beam, announcing a plan to close the Kentucky distillery for a year.
A whiskey sour or souring on whiskey. Jim Beam is one of the most iconic names in American business, but Beam will not make any bourbon at its main distillery next year. Politics and whiskey are always intertwined. Insiders attribute this to tariffs, its supply and demand. Now Beam will renovate the facility and continue distilling bourbon at two other plants. People are drinking less, be it scotch or bourbon, but the Beam announcement got people's attention. There are no plans for layoffs right now.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram with that report. Well, if you're back at work today, like we are after Christmas, well, the British are laughing at us.
On the second day of Christmas, the British government gave to me another public holiday. We call it Boxing Day, and not because we're settling Christmas family disputes the old-fashioned way. It's to do with a long-forgotten tradition of giving boxes of gifts to the poor. According to one theory, servants got a day off on the 26th because they had to work on Christmas Day, and some modern customs have developed. Many will attend sporting events. And then there's the traditional Boxing Day railroad structural repairs that mess up British railways. Companies insist it's the quietest day to do it. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
I guess Odyssey is not observing Boxing Day as a day off.
Apparently not.
Here, so here we are. All right, it's 6:11 here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And all morning long, we'll keep you updated on traffic conditions here on your Friday morning commute if you are at work on the day after Christmas. And helping you out all morning with that will be Jad Chambers.
The traffic conditions this morning, not looking too bad so far out there. Watch out for a slowdown as the traffic volumes pick up. It's northbound I-135, and it's pretty close to 29th Street North. Everything on the traffic cameras looking fairly good so far this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast as we head into the final weekend of the year. Here is Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
More record high temperatures today in south central Kansas will climb to 72 with sunshine and light winds throughout the day. Clouds begin to show up Friday night with a low of 44, but we're still quite mild with sunshine on Saturday. Get ready for a weekend cold front, though. It'll arrive on Sunday with falling temperatures and strong north winds. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
And currently in Wichita right now, it's dark as we await the sunrise. Got a clear sky, a little breeze out of the northwest. It is 42 degrees, and we're on our way to a high of 72. How about that? At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, here on this Friday morning. Thanks for being with us as we get underway here on the 6 o'clock hour on the day after Christmas. Good morning, Jad Chambers.
Good morning.
What the... Yeah, Christmas has come and gone.
Yes, it has.
It sort of went by in a flash for me.
Yeah, we didn't really do anything. Our family get together isn't until Saturday.
Okay.
And so it's kind of almost feels to me like there really just hasn't been Christmas yet.
Right. So you haven't done some of that.
Nope.
Yeah, my family gathered, spent the day with mom yesterday and all my siblings. Others. So we had a good Christmas, got some good food going on, and now we're moving on into the final weekend of the year.
Yeah. Well, we've got a transmitter tower down in Conway Springs, and I had to go down there anyway. So I just kind of made a trip of it since my parents are in Clearwater. It's kind of down that direction. I did spend Christmas Day with mom and dad. It was just, that was, you know, the three of us and my Uncle Gerald were the only ones. So,
okay. So yeah. Getting things. And plus, well, you're out and about yesterday doing all that, and it's 75 degrees. I mean, it's like late May.
Yeah.
Instead of the Christmas Day.
Yeah. It was a nice trip down to, well, first the transmitter tower and then to Clearwater. It, nice and leisurely, beautiful day outside.
Yeah, it was
just a little too gorgeous. Warm, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
It kind of annoys me that
it's a little off-putting.
Christmas Day and it's 75 degrees out and I'm wearing shorts and yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's going on. But yeah, and it's going to be nice and warm again today. And then you heard the forecast there.
Yeah.
Like 75 yesterday, 72 today, 70s on Saturday. 42 on Sunday. We're dropping 30 degrees in one day.
Yeah.
So once again, shock.
Yeah. And of course, that's, you know, right before we have to start coming back to work. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, and so everybody will come back to work on Monday with a cold.
Yeah.
Final week. So, and that'll be our final three shows with Steve McIntosh.
That's right.
Starting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. He's retiring at the end of the year. So we'll look forward to that too next week. All right, and then now that we're into Christmas, if you want to get into all the, you know, what's going on and your partridges and your turtle doves, it is the 12 days of Christmas.
Christmas may be over for most people, but traditionally, it's just getting started. The 12 days of Christmas don't lead up to December 25th. They begin on it. The tradition dates back centuries to the early Christian church, marking the time between the birth of Christ and the Epiphany on January 6th, when the three wise men were said to arrive. In medieval Europe, each of those 12 days had its own feast or saint celebration, often capped with a festival known as Twelfth Night. The familiar carol came much later, first printed in England in the late 1700s as a lively memory game, where singers took turns reciting the growing list of gifts without a mistake. The 12 days weren't just lyrics, they once marked a festive season that stretched from Christmas into the new year. Murphy, Fox News.
And of course, here we are on this final Friday of the year.
It's December 26th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Thank You Note Day. It all started back in ancient times with the Egyptians and Chinese societies, and nowadays celebrated by sending a note of gratitude for the gifts you received. On this day in 1991, Jack Ruby's gun sells for $220,000 in auction. He shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated President John F. Kennedy. American Colin O'Brady is the first person to cross Antarctica solo and unassisted after 54 days across the Ross Ice Shelf in 2018. In 1776, George Washington defeats the Hessians in the Battle of Trenton in the American Revolutionary War. In 1862, the first U.S. Navy hospital ship enters service. Born on this day in 1979, former American Idol contestant Chris Daughtry. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
617 here with Stephen Ted on KNSS. I have some family birthdays today. My twin nieces turn 18 years old today, which blows my mind. That doesn't seem right. But there they are. Those two young ladies are 18 today, Audrey and Mara. And Mara she's in a marching band in her high school down in the Dallas area, and they finished second place in the nation. They were at the Macy's parade 2 years ago.
Wow.
And then just a couple months ago, they went and did a national marching band competition in Indianapolis, and they finished runner up nationally. And they lost to a team from Indianapolis.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I think there's got to be some home cooking, some behind the scenes stuff going on there. So come on, really? We got some animosity going now between our family and in the city of Indianapolis. Audrey and Mara, they are celebrating my twin nieces are 18 years old today. Bless their hearts. They are lovely. All right. It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's see what's going on in sports. Of course, last night in prime time, we had the second to last game of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs, the final home game of the season at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs last night on Christmas night hosting the top team in the league, the Denver Broncos, in a rematch from a game earlier this year out in Denver. Of course, you heard it right here on KNSS. Mitch Holtis had the call on 98.7 and 1330 as the Chiefs were, of course, very banged up, not going to the playoffs, a lot of injuries, third-string quarterback. The Chiefs trying to hang with a pretty good team this year. But as it has failed down the stretch, this season continues to be tough.
The Broncos now will advance to 13-3. The Chiefs will drop to 6-10. There's another piece to this story. This game feels way different than Tennessee, the Chargers, and even Houston, because there was some incredible effort tonight by guys who don't normally or not have not been normally in the position they were in tonight. And you're right, 2026 maybe started tonight with this effort. But the Chiefs lose it 20-13 on this Christmas night to the Denver Broncos.
The Broncos win in Arrowhead for the first time in a decade. Chiefs only had 57 yards passing, so really didn't get the passing game going. That's a five-game losing streak for the Chiefs, as they are now 6-10 on the season. The last time they lost five in a row was also 10 years ago.
Wow.
And the Broncos doubled time of possession. The Broncos had the ball for 40 minutes. Chiefs had the ball for 20 minutes. All right, so there you go. The Chiefs take a loss last night on Christmas night. One more game to go in the season. Talking about that next week as well. And just a preview of that, we will, since we don't have a show on Friday next week, we're off on January 2nd, we will have our final visit with Mitch from the season on Wednesday on New Year's Eve.
Hey.
And it's on Steve McIntosh's final day on the air, so that'll be fitting as well. So
yeah.
We'll look forward to having Mitch on Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour next week for the final Floppa report and a preview of the season, Chiefs football. Make sure you're here on Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour. We have hockey action in downtown Wichita, back-to-back nights here after Christmas for the Wichita Thunder downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. Tonight at 7:05, the Thunder hosting one of the top four teams in the division, the Allen Americans, on Puck Cancer Night. Wear purple. As of cancer, people who have been battling cancer will be honored, and that'll be the theme for tonight's game downtown. And then back at it tomorrow night, 6:05 at Intrust Bank Arena on Saturday night for the Thunder hosting the last place Tulsa Oilers. You got Bluey and Bingo making an appearance, and it's Pucks and Pups Night. So you got all that going on for back-to-back games for Thunder hockey tonight and tomorrow night downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. Most of our local basketball teams are pretty much taking the whole Christmas and rest of the year off, except for Kansas State. Kansas State men do play this weekend on Sunday. K-State is hosting UL Monroe in Manhattan. Should be a win for the Wildcats. K-State is on a three-game winning streak. Monroe has lost 12 straight games away from home. They're only 3-10 on the season. So,
yeah.
K-State and ULM, that live coverage, if you want to listen to that game for the Cats, that is noon on Sunday. And that is over on your home of the Wildcats, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It was 1 year ago on this day, how things have changed for K-State football. A year ago tonight, K-State played in the Rate Bowl in Phoenix. You might remember the Wildcats were down by 17 points in the fourth quarter and came back and beat Rutgers 44-41. Sophomore from Derby, Dylan Edwards, had three touchdowns, including a K-State Bowl record, 196 rushing yards. Of course, we all thought he was going to have a monster season this year, but he got hurt on the first play of the season. And
didn't happen.
And it just kind of turned into a lost season for him, and now he's leaving K-State. So how things change in a year. And K-State didn't even want to go to a bowl game this year. They turned it down. Last year they were. They were in the Rate Bowl and a big comeback, beat Rutgers.
Did they get fined for turning down that?
Got fined big time by the conference. $500,000. Yeah, the Big 12 fined him $500,000 for not going to a bowl game.
Were they going to appeal that, or are they just
I don't think so.
Okay, fine.
Pay it and move on. And we have a good baseball birthday today. Former Wichita Arrows baseball star Chris Chambliss is 77 today. He only played 113 games in the minors, all with the Arrows here in AAA. With that first Arrows team in 1970, he won the American Association batting title, hit .342, number one overall pick in the 1970 January draft, coming out of UCLA. He also played for the Anchorage Glacier Pilots in the National Baseball Congress World Series in Wichita the previous year in 69. He was the MVP of the World Series that year with a .583 batting average. So apparently Chris Chambliss loved hitting at Lawrence Stadium. And then he played 17 years in the big leagues. American League Rookie of the Year in 71 with the Cleveland Indians. Got two World Series rings with the Yankees as a player. And then four more rings in the late 90s as a hitting coach for the Yankees. Of course, you might remember Chris Chambliss hit the game-winning home run for the American League pennant in 76 when the Yankees beat the Kansas City Royals. Chambliss's cousin, KU basketball star JoJo White. And Chris Chambliss is one of only five players in Major League history to end a postseason series with a home run in that 1976 series against the Royals. Chris Chambliss, really good baseball player, came through Wichita. He is 77 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Beers with the boys, girls' night out, or a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC is the place where groups gather for the holidays. East, West, and historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here. 625 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have traffic and weather on the way. And Americans taking medications for weight loss and some of those consequences. We'll talk about that on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's next here on KNSS. Good morning. It is 6:34. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS here on this Friday morning. There were no public events on President Trump's schedule yesterday as he spent Christmas Day in Florida, the Winter White House at Mar-a-Lago. On Christmas Eve, however, the president did include some political jabbing going on. This report from West Palm Beach, Florida.
He didn't end the night without putting out a holiday Truth Social post, saying in part, quote, Merry Christmas to all, including the radical left scum that is doing everything possible to destroy our country, but failing badly. We no longer have open borders, men and women's sports, transgender for everyone, or weak law enforcement. What we do have is a record stock market and 401ks, lowest crime numbers in decades, no inflation, and yesterday, a 4.3 GDP, 2 points better than expected. The president also praising his tariff, saying it's giving us trillions of dollars in growth, prosperity, and national security.
And that's Fox's Madison Scarpino with that report. Wichita police arresting an 18-year-old after he shot and critically injured another 18-year-old. This was Tuesday night inside a home in South Wichita. Shooting about 10 o'clock Tuesday night, 3600 block of South Eisenhower Court near 35th South and Hoover. Officers got there, found the victim suffering from a gunshot wound to the upper body. Apparently, the victim was in the basement with a friend, showing him two firearms. Sometime during that interaction, the friend reportedly pointed one of the firearms at the victim and fired, striking him. The 18-year-old suspect arrested and booked into jail on a charge of aggravated battery. Venezuela remains a focus of United States foreign policy as strikes against suspect narco-terrorist vessels continues. And the president has spoken more than once about potential land operations in Venezuela. Significant cabinet secretary is saying about the subject on this.
During his recent year-end news conference, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said this about the subject.
The bottom line is very simple. Our interest in Venezuela and in the region is the national interest of the United States.
The secretary further explained.
In Venezuela, we have an illegitimate regime that not only does not cooperate with the United States, but openly cooperates with narco-terrorists and others who threaten the national security of our country.
Rubio said the fact of the matter is the U.S. cannot negotiate and is not going to reach any kind of a peace deal with entities such as MS-13, Tren de Aragua, or other drug cartels. Therefore,
we reserve the right and have the right to utilize every element of national power to defend the national interest of the United States.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
a U.S. government forecaster who led the charge in emergency management, has passed away.
When Neil Frank took command of the U.S. National Hurricane Center back in 1974, the operation was just getting into satellite-based tracking of emerging tropical cyclones. But it was Frank who led the effort to start providing real-time information to local governments and their emergency planners. That change led to a new and ever-growing culture of hurricane preparedness across all levels of government. Frank would leave the Hurricane Center in 1987 for a career as a TV weatherman in Houston and later made a new name for himself as a doubter of climate change theory. Neil Frank died this week. He was 94. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Researchers say they have found a new link between microplastics and a lifelong health condition.
They're called forever chemicals, and a new study from a Swedish university says that exposure to two of the contaminants could increase the risk of multiple sclerosis. It found that those with the highest amounts of those contaminants had approximately twice as high odds of being diagnosed with the autoimmune disease. The synthetic compounds known as PFAS are found in items like nonstick pans, dental floss, waterproof clothing, and cleaning products. They've also been found in drinking water in the U.S. The study was published in the scientific journal Environmental International and was based on blood samples of 1,800 people in Sweden, including about 900 who had been recently diagnosed with MS. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast as we head into the final weekend of the year. Let's check in. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen.
More record high temperatures today in South Central Kansas will climb to 72 with sunshine and light winds throughout the day. Clouds begin to show up Friday night with a low of 44, but we're still quite mild with sunshine on Saturday. Get ready for a weekend cold front, though. It'll arrive on Sunday with falling temperatures and strong north winds. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Thank you, Ross. Currently, we have a clear skies. We await the sunrise here on the day after Christmas. It is, we have a breeze out of the northwest, and it is 41 degrees here on this Friday morning, December 26th. It's 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Glad you're with us here on this day after Christmas, on this Friday morning. Archaeologists in Great Britain say they have found the earliest known evidence of deliberate fire making. It's a long time ago, 400,000 years ago. Previous evidence of, a lot longer than we thought. The team found heated sediments, fire-shattered flint, rare fragments of iron pyrite. Researchers say the discovery has shedding new light on early Neanderthal behavior, suggests fire-making played a major role in human evolution, from diet and survival to social life and cognitive development. So the caveman named Og, 400,000 years ago, had fire. Try to keep warm. 6:40 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now it's time to take a look at some great information. As always, it is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jed. Now, most of the live cattle futures had four-session lows and the feeders three-session lows back on Wednesday. The live cattle closed with triple-digit losses. The feeder cattle closed slightly negative after mixed trading. Now, trading volume once again was on the light side. Cash trade in the north feed yards looks to be steady, and in the south feed yards about $1.75 higher. Lean hog futures traded lower on the opening and closed negative. On the close Wednesday, February live cattle $1.45 lower at $2.2855. January feeders 10 cents higher at $3.4472. And Feb lean hogs 92 cents lower at $85.05. Now, Wednesday was another session of the wheat, corn, and soybeans closing higher as they also made new highs for the week. The amazing point is they did it with virtually no fresh price positive news. Now, overnight, the gold and the silver futures scored new all-time record highs, and the grains and the livestock markets will reopen this morning at 8:30 and have regular closing times. On the close Wednesday, March Kansas City wheat was 6 cents higher at 534. March corn down a half a penny at 4.50 and a half. January soybeans down a half a penny at 10.62 and a quarter. Now, we do have trading going on in our outside markets. February crude oil 6 cents higher at 58.41. February gold up $40 now at $4,543. The March S&P down a point and three quarters at 69.81. March dollar index 6 cents higher at $97.74. And the March Dow Jones futures are 61 points lower at 48,000. 1968. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, how did things go yesterday at the big Leffler family Christmas?
Well, I managed to be outside and didn't get sunburned. Isn't that kind of odd on a Christmas day?
It was odd, but man, I felt like, I'm ready to go to a soccer baseball game. It was beautiful yesterday.
I tell you what, it's amazing number of people we saw out yesterday walking, bicycling, just enjoying the beautiful weather.
Yeah, and, typical, it's going to be nice for a couple of days, and it's going to be winter again for a few days. So people are enjoying it while they can.
Exactly. We got to remember, winter isn't over by a long shot.
Did Mrs. Leffler give you some good Christmas gifts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was really nice to me.
Well, that's good. That's nice. That
of course, I've been pretty nice to her lately, too, helping her along for knee recovery.
Exactly. So I'm glad it's like the Tiny Tim story. Everybody's doing well, and God bless us, everyone.
Exactly.
All right. Not that I'm comparing your wife's recovery to Tiny Tim. I don't want to, but she is getting around better.
I tell you what, I play that little guitar about like Tiny Tim too.
All right. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, Ted.
There he goes. Great information. It is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Money Tracker, Don Grant CFP, coming up shortly. KNSS News Time is 6:44. .648 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. After Christmas savings. That will be our topic coming up shortly with the Money Tracker, Don Grant CFP. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Wichita police have arrested 36% more youngsters on gun-related charges this year compared to last year.
Two.
It was the warmest Christmas day in Wichita history. Record-breaking 75 degrees yesterday.
One.
The United States launching military strikes on ISIS in Nigeria yesterday on Christmas. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic in the Wichita area, I'd say that the traffic volumes are picking up, but not so much this morning. Not really seeing too many problems out there right now. Not seeing really heavy traffic volumes anywhere. The traffic cameras just showing, the occasional car here and there. It doesn't seem to be really picking up like it normally does anyway. Of course, it's the day after Christmas. A lot of people still off. But, good day to be out on the roads if you have to work, because you'd be able to get right to where you're going. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast heading into the final weekend of the year. Pretty nice for the next couple days, kind of like yesterday. High of 72 today. Overnight low tonight down to 44 under a partly cloudy sky. Another nice day tomorrow on Saturday. Sunshine, mild, high of 71. And then a cold front arrives with that wind out of the north. On Sunday, the high is only 42.
Yikes.
After being in the 70s for three straight days. And then Sunday night, the low is getting down to 20 degrees. So, big change between Saturday and Sunday. Currently in Wichita, we do have a clear skies. We await the sunrise, a breeze out of the northwest. It is 41 degrees. On our way to another nice day, 72, at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I imagine a lot of folks didn't put away those winter coats. They probably figured it was coming back at some point.
Yep, and here we are. We're going to, but enjoy Friday and Saturday. It'll be pretty nice before the cold front gets here. All right, it is, of course, but, I always say that, and then, but there's people like, oh, I love the cold weather.
Oh, I do.
So I know I'm being discriminatory when I talk about, enjoy today, but some people like the cold weather.
Well, hey, 70s are great.
I don't, but some people do.
I also happen to like, maybe 45s just as well as 70s. So
not me.
Yeah.
All right. It is 6:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. After Oh, let's remind everybody how the stock market fared the last time it was open on Christmas Eve.
A quiet shortened trading day with the major averages ending higher for a fifth straight session, with the Dow and S&P 500 setting new all-time highs. Gold and silver notching all-time highs for a third straight day before pairing gains. Gold is up more than 70% this year. Shares of Nike rising nearly 5% after a regulatory filing revealed that Apple CEO Tim...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Cook bought nearly $3 million worth of shares on Monday. The move follows the sportswear retailer's disappointing earnings report last week. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and Apple. The only Dow decliner was Nvidia. The Dow rising 289 points, the Nasdaq higher by 51, S&P 500 up 22. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
After Christmas savings. Let's find out more about that from the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. Wouldn't it be great to celebrate Christmas for about 30% less of the cost? Well, there is a way to do that, but you'll have to adjust your calendar at least a week. Now, if we were smart, we would delay it about a week and have a celebration on the 30th or maybe even in the middle of January. The days after Christmas has quietly become the best shopping days of the year. Once the holiday rush ends, retailers shift gears and look to clear shelves, making room for new inventory and early spring merchandise. That means discounts, closeouts, and the clearance racks filled with items you didn't sell before December 25th. Expect to find deep cuts on anything holiday-related. Decorations, ornaments, artificial trees, lights, wrapping paper, and festive home decor often drop by 50% or more. If you've ever wanted to refresh your holiday look, this is the time to buy for next year at a fraction of the price. You may find it cheaper traveling and...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Shorter airport lines as well. Clothing and winter apparel are also prime targets. Stores need to move coats, sweaters, hats, scarves, and boots before the fashion trends and retail seasons turn over again. Electronics, toys, and popular gift items that didn't find a home before Christmas frequently move to the clearance shelves as well. Smart shoppers take advantage of this period by thinking ahead. Instead of buying holiday decor at full price next November, buy it now and store it. If you have upcoming birthdays or special events, toys and small electronics make excellent early purchases. The day after Christmas isn't just about leftovers. It's a strategic shopping opportunity. If you enjoy hunting for real savings, this may be your most rewarding trip of the season. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Thank you, Don. And, of course, we'll be reconnecting with Don on Monday morning after the weekend and find out what's going on with him. So thank you, Don Grant, CFP The Money Tracker, every weekday morning this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All right, it is coming up on 6:55, so we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We want you to be here with us. We'll tell you about President Trump and his plans and messages for major health insurers. And we have a very famous zoo attraction here in town that has been closed for a while, and now it's back open. So we'll tell you all about that. And, of course, business, sports, weather, and traffic, it's all coming your way in the 7 o'clock hour. And we'll also be talking live with Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal about the day after Christmas and everybody returning items they might have got yesterday that they don't want anymore. KNSS News Time, 6:55.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.